परमेण समाधिना भवान् कल्प विकल्पेषु न मुह्यन्ति कर्हि चेत्। एतत् दिस् मतम् द कंक्लूजन् समातिष्ठ Remain fixed, paramena, by the Supreme, samadhina, concentration of the mind, bhavan, yourself, kalpa, intermediate devastation, vikalpeshu, in the final devastation, na, vimuhyati, will never be bewildered. Karhichit, anything like complacence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Brahma, just follow this conclusion by fixed concentration of mind, and no pride will disturb you, neither in the partial nor in final devastation. As in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna has summarized the whole text in 4 verses, namely, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha. So the complete Srimad Bhagavatam has also been summarized in 4 verses, Aham Evasam Evagre, etc. Thus the secret purpose of the most important Bhagavatite conclusion has been explained by the original speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, who was also the original speaker of Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. There are many grammarians and non-devotees, material wranglers, who have tried to present false interpretation of these 4 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Lord Himself advised Brahmaji not to be deviated from the fixed conclusion of the Lord has taught him. The Lord was the teacher of the nucleus of Srimad Bhagavatam in 4 verses, and Brahma was the receiver of that knowledge. Misinterpretation of the word aham by the word jugglery of impersonalist should not disturb the mind of the strict followers of the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the text for personality of Godhead and His unalloyed devotees, who are also known as the Bhagavatas. And any outsider should have no access to this confidential literature of devotional service. But unfortunately, the impersonalists who have no relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead sometimes tries to interpret Srimad Bhagavatam by his poor fund of knowledge in grammar and dry speculation. Therefore, the Lord wants Brahma and through Brahma all future devotees of the Lord in the disciplic succession of Brahma, that one should never be misled by the conclusions of so-called grammarians or by other men, with poor fund of knowledge, but must always fix the mind properly via the parampara system. No one should try to give a new interpretation by the dint of mundane knowledge, and the first step, therefore, in pursuance of the system of knowledge received by Brahma is to approach a bona fide guru who is the representative of the Lord. Following the parampara system, no one should try to squeeze out his own meaning by imperfect mundane knowledge. The guru or the bona fide spiritual master is competent to teach the disciple in the right path with reference to the context of all authentic Vedic literatures. He does not attempt to juggle words to bewilder the student. The bona fide spiritual master, by his personal activities, teaches the disciple of the principles of devotional service. Without personal service, one would go on speculating like the impersonalist and dry speculators, life after life, and would be unable to reach to the final conclusion. By following the instructions of bona fide spiritual master in conjunction with the principle of revealed scriptures, the student will rise to the plane of complete knowledge, which will be exhibited by a development of detachment from the world of sense gratification. The mundane wranglers are surprised that one can detach himself from the world of sense gratification, and thus any attempt to be the fixed in God realization appears to them to be mysticism. This detachment from the sensory world is called Brahma-bhuta stage of realization, the preliminary stage of transcendental devotional service, parabhakti. The Brahma-bhuta stage of life is also known as Atmarama stage, in which one is fully satisfied and does not hanker for the world of sense enjoyment. This stage of full satisfaction is the proper situation for understanding the transcendental knowledge of the personality of Godhead. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 20th verse affirms this. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus in the completely satisfied stage of life, exhibited by the full detachment from the world of sense gratification or sense enjoyment, as a result of performing devotional service, one can understand the science of God in liberated stage. In this stage of full satisfaction, the detachment from the sensory world, one can know the mystery of the science of God with all its confidential intricacies, and not by the grammar or academic speculation. Because Brahma qualified himself for such reception, the Lord was pleased to disclose the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. This direct instruction by the Lord to any devotee who is detached from the world of sense gratification is possible, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 10th verse. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Unto the devotees who are constantly engaged in the Lord's transcendental loving service, pritipurvakam, the Lord, out of his causeless mercy upon the devotees, give direct instructions so that the devotee may make accurate progress on the path returning home back to Godhead. One should not therefore try to understand these four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam by mental speculation. Rather, by direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is able to know all about his abode Vaikuntha, as was seen and experienced by Brahmaji. Such Vaikuntha realization is possible by any devotee of the Lord situated in transcendental position as a result of devotional service. In the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Sruti, it is said, Gopavesho me purushaha purastad avir babhuvaha. The Lord appeared before Brahma as a cowboy. That is the original personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Govinda, who is later described by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 29th verse, Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavrateshu surbhiravi palayantam lakshmi sahastra satasam brahma sevyamanam Govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahmaji desires to worship the original personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, who resides on the topmost Vaikuntha planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, where he is in the habit of keeping Surabhi cows as cowboy, and where he is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, the gopis, with love and respect. Therefore, Lord Shri Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Lord, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. This is also clear from this instruction, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna and not directly Narayan or Purushavatara, which are subsequent manifestation. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam means consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound representation of the Lord as much as the Bhagavad Gita is. Thus, the conclusion is that Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Lord, in which the Lord and his abodes are permanent, are perfectly realized. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamahyam Dadantika Svapadantikam Rama Hari Hari. So, the conclusion was given in the first verse of Chatushloki Bhagavatam, and it is reaffirmed here after. Four verses are completed, where we have to understand how the Lord is everything, and he is pervaded within as well as without. This could be understood by Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. This is simultaneously oneness and difference. But another thing important, that it should be understood in favor of the Lord also. So, the living entity who is striving to understand the absolute truth can also be benefited. Inclination of favorable approach to the Lord culminates in devotional service on his desire, not an individual's desire. So he will be given full credibility. Now, Lord Brahma, who received the absolute knowledge like this directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when he is realizing that the absolute truth who has been speaking to him in his original form as two-handed form of Lord Krishna, Because Gopal Tapani Upanishad is claiming that after this conversation of four verses, Brahma had the vision of a childhood Gopal. Brahma had the vision. And therefore, when he compiled Brahma Samhita as a conclusive aspect, he is glorifying Govinda Adi Purusham as two-handed form. So, Lord Krishna has explained the absolute truth that he is perfect and complete. Perfect and complete. From whom everything emanates is also perfect and complete. All right. He may enter into each and every perfected units that has been emerged from him. But because they are all within him, not separated from him, therefore, even after producing so many perfects and complete units, he still remained perfect and complete. If you take a big circle of totality, it's called Mahat Brahma. It's Krishna. He expands himself and creates even material nature. And let it remain in predominant unmanifested form, just like a cloud in the big spiritual sky. A cloud. Then he expands himself in order to create. So the first Purusha avatar of him is an expansion, but within himself. And creation, sustenance, and dissolution keeps on going on for the bewildered soul. But here, Brahma, because you are a first created being, and you will be witnessing all these events of creation, sustenance, and dissolution, your intelligence should be fixed by meditation on the eternal aspect only, that is on me and my personal form. So, if you think of me and meditate on my personal features, you will never forget the wholesomeness of my being. So if a big circle is there of totality, Mahat Brahma, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he creates, it will be within him. Therefore, even individual created things are perfect and complete because they are within him. They will have some eternal existence called Vaikuntha Loka. And he would have the material nature for the wayward jiva also within him, which will be emerging, sustained, and dissolved from time to time. Right? So steady intelligence through the samadhi, we will be, Brahma, you will be able to remain perfectly well. Because Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnad, Purnamudachate, everything is expanding within him. So he can retain the totality which is outside of the creation. Because the creation is within him, the totality can also remain outside of him. right? At the same time, every individual which has been created, they are his part and parcel, they are within him and they are his. So there should not be any confusion. When individuals are created, they are within him. It is so much expanded, absolute truth, which is inconceivable. But oneness and difference will be observed. The difference is created opposing his desire. If we align his desire by worship of the personality aspect, then everything will be found within him as well as he remains without. Mother Yashoda was given that vision too. It's perfectly identical. That within the mouth of Lord Krishna, she sees individual creation and she might be thinking it's outside of him. But no, in one planet she sees herself as well as Lord Krishna and again the same position of opening mouth and seeing herself in. So, this is bewildering to those who have separate desire, and it is not bewildering to those who have aligned their desire according to Krishna's terms and remain fixed in them. So, it is inconceivable with simultaneous oneness and difference is there. So, this remains conclusion. And one should not become bewildered. When one remembers Krishna at the time of a little devastation called death, not a wholesale devastation yet, that is a secondary kalpa, and vikalpa means ultimate devastation, where all the material creation is wound up. These are the level. A partial devastation come and go. It's a flickering of sin. And in the eyes of Brahma, who has so much extended life and the vision, he has seen and at every moment devastations. At every moment, so much devastation. So do you think he has to be bewildered? But as far as himself is concerned, who is also going to be, you know, going into the so-called devastation period at the end of the kalpa. So Brahma retains this particular memory by constant meditating. Brahma is Parameshthi. That he is totally established by consciousness on the Supreme. That's why he's called Parameshthi. And Srila Prabhupada takes the advantage that this conclusion has been twisted by impersonalists. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is incomparable to any other literature throughout the Vedic heaps of books. Intrinsically, they know these Mayavadis or impersonalists, they know. So, if they take hold of it, charge of it, they will be automatically thinking that they are also devotees, and they can also use their so-called knowledge to give interpretation, to continue their animosity with the Supreme. It's a great opportunity for one who is going to sacrifice his totality through thinking, feeling and willing activities. So Prabhupada wants such devotees. Please do not be bewildered by this. This is the conclusion. Etanmatam. This is the conclusion. It is spoken by the Supreme Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, and following other three verses, that gives the conclusion which is spoken by Himself, and here also how He is imparting Tene Brahmaradaya Adikavaye, the knowledge of the Absolute, in four verses. So, Prabhupada is trying to protect the confusion that will, should not lead towards accepting this unauthorized commentaries. We have to be very careful. Srimad Bhagavatam is the text for personality of Godhead and His unalloyed devotees, who are also known as Bhagavatas. And any outsider should have no access to the confidential literature of devotional service. So never attend Bhagavat Kathas by one who is not following in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Never in Vrindavan, all of them are like that. Prabhupada said, to whom to find is a bona fide spiritual master, or one who is capable to tell the secret of Bhagavatam in 7 days. Nonetheless, all of them touch this part. They dare. They dare. And envious also dares. But those who are not envious, they are not timid, but they are intelligent, not to become swayed away. So, one should not be disturbed by a small devastation or a big devastation. Always keep on meditating on the Supreme Lord. Anta kale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. Sa prayati mad bhavam jati natra samshaya. At the end, this is to be remembered. If this remembrance through the meditation constantly kept intact, then how is it possible for one to be bewildered at the time of death? No. So therefore, the conclusion is in the Lord's version Himself. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, concludes this. Srila Prabhupada puts this that the parabhakti or transcendental devotional service, it starts after liberation. It does not start before liberation. But nonetheless, the power of the holy name and an attitude to remain surrendered under the system of this parampara will protect even for a neophyte devotee if he is abiding by the rules and regulations that foster or protect this conclusion. They will get benefit. So, Prabhupada encourages that the recommended process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra will put unknowingly also on the threshold of transcendence. He may not realize, because he still have to clear out his doubts. It is a matter of some time only in between. But nonetheless, the process of hearing and chanting, Shrunvatam Svakatham Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. It is the transcendental potency invested in the topics of the characterization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his activities, which are all divine. So themselves are beneficiary. Whether one understands or not, who cares? They themselves are so much profound that simply by giving oral reception of such topics which are transcendental in nature starts cleansing out all the inauspiciousness of his animosity. And enviousness is very inauspicious. It is creating the differences. And these differences are extended to unlimited. Janasya mohoyam amham mameti mama iti. First I, then me, and then mine. It keeps on expanding. Enviousness wants to take whatever comes in contact as if it belongs to him. I, me, and mine. And nobody should touch it. Like that. So, this enviousness or expanded enviousness, that is actually not a well-wisher of the self. He is kept in the bewilderment. The radayantaschahya badrani vidhunoti suritsatam. This inauspiciousness are deep down emerging from where it started from. They are expanding right from that point. And he is so bewildered at the level that the closest of him in the most microscopic existence of his being, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Paramatma is accompanying him. He does not know. He forgets. He forgets about himself, his original nature, as well as where is the Paramatma or Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he forgets totally. Enviousness. False ego is enviousness. Brahma thought that he knew everything. And that's why it is written that if you take this conclusion by fixed concentration of mind with no pride, it's going to disturb you. No pride. And if there is pride, then at every instant of devastation, we will be thrown into another cycle of coming and going nature. Shrunvatam Svakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Radayantascha Hya Badrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. That virtuous quality of the transcendental nature of the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam will cleanse him. And he will become Surit Satam, well-wisher of others, as well as himself Satam. Devotees are supposed to be Surit Satam. They are well-wishers of others because they have purified themselves. So without any charge, cost or labor, they can give such benefits simply by association. While the Mayavadis make it a personal business, he establishes his empire by giving kathas, and everyone has a kind of personality. They take themselves as Chote Thakur, Bade Thakur, simply by calling small Lord and big Lord. Thakur means the Lord. There are so many. And if they are not from Vrindavan, they will come from outside and do the katha. Even the Ritvik started doing katha. You know that? Ritviks also do Bhagavad katha. In Vrindavan. No shame. So, nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. A bhagavat is always engaged in bhagavat seva. Nityam. That's why Srila Prabhupada put up the daily program which should not be missed. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. It will establish an irrevocable fact of that pure devotional service will be fixed up in his heart. Naishthiki bhakti. Not altu faltu bhakti or lukewarm bhakti. Naishthiki bhakti. Unshakable. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayasche cheta etir anavittam sthitam sattve prasidati. The effect of this transcendental nature which has been thus established, it will itself overpower the lower modes of material nature like rajas and tamo. And they are epitomized by Kamalob. They will be reduced. They increase the fever of enviousness. Kamalob. But it will reduce. So the establishment of bhakti, which is an irrevocable fact, that is a permanent gain. And nobody can take away. Even one falls up from the path by an attack or a hijack or becoming Ritvik, but before he was following, they will get some benefit in maybe in the next life. Everybody is not born as a Ritvik. It's a temporary thing. And they will go into a very quick devastation. But they will remain bewildered. Because enviousness is still harbored in their mind. Therefore, next time, good luck, Prabhu, not now. So, the lower modes of material nature get subsided and the rise of mode of goodness Because we are embodied, at least this mode has to be increased. And where the increment comes from the holy name. From that's why yesterday we were saying that japa is our barometer of bhakti. So we have to glorify the holy name in the utmost purity of conception. But it starts from ignorant conception, then it comes into realized conception. So on a realized state, that is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samat Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Labhate Param. So the Parabhakti will start. But when Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. That Mukta Sangha is a very important state, and it can be achieved only through executing devotional service, which is on a voluntary basis, no complaints, no arguments, just take a very serious process within, never to be exposed by hiding the four elements that we were told. Become introspective and make sure, like Gundicha Maharjan, there should not be any speck of dirt remaining in our heart. In this way, the fructification of knowledge of the Absolute will be revealed. Knowing which, liberation comes. The Absolute Truth has been revealed. Let's meditate on this. By the Lord's own version, it has been revealed. And Brahma is accepting, because he is getting a conclusive aspect, not a hanging aspect that, yeah, you now muster by your own brain. If you are successful, you are lucky. If you are not, unlucky. Like that. No, no. This is the power of the holy name, not on one's own philosophy or strength of whatever understanding he is having. This is a self-induced, like Atmaram state. The holy name doesn't need any help except our attitude is to serve the holy name. Just like a servant reveals, servant is revealed the nature of his master by master's own pleasure. He has nothing just to serve him faithfully, without any false ego. He has to serve manually. The word manually is understood to be that, yes, we have to put our entire existence, either physical, mental, or spiritual, in service of the holy name. And Sankirtan movement will give all that opportunities to engage our totality in the service of the holy name. So, knowing which, the absolute truth is such that knowing which, we will be liberated. And in the liberated state, we have no separate hankering which is caused by enviousness will be ever there. So, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. This stage is very, very essential. And in ISKCON, we have to establish that everyone is satisfied by all aspects which are necessary to execute the devotional service. Either through management or through personal sadhana, that is also part of the management. Everything has to be on a satisfied. Yayatma prasidati. The prasidati means prasannata. It is the atmosphere of mode of goodness, that is physical nature. But nonetheless, it is required for establishment, sthapana, dharma sansthapanarthaya. If the dharma is not executed in the happy mood, then we become fanatic. Do you think the fanatic Muslims, are they executing the dharma in happy mood? They must be very much frustrated. They would not know, and all of their enviousness is concentrating in destruction, whether individual's life or their life. They don't care of anything. They don't care of Paramatma within themselves, or Allah in that sense, who is all-pervading. They are limiting Allah. Within their own understanding, that now they are so much envious that non-Muslims should not use the word Allah, otherwise they will be persecuted. You can't speak his name. Then what will they do? No possibility of interfaith even. Right? They're that much blinded. But that is due to enviousness of Allah. And Allah, you know, takes them to the realm of self-destruction. Rest is only politics in between, and it's a time being game. So, Makta Sangasya Jayate. Jayate means is achieved, but at the same time, that threshold of transcendence is available, and without bewilderment of the three modes of material nature. So, madbhaktim labhate param, that is the stage. This is the stage of madbhakti labhate param. The transcendental devotional service will begin, because this stage is of transcendence, and in transcendence, one has to serve the Supreme Absolute Truth. Yesterday we talked that it is a spontaneous stage. Spontaneous stage is a transcendental stage. They say in bhakti there are two methodologies. One is going stepwise, called vidhi bhakti, and another is raganuga bhakti. But if one is not liberated on this stage, how come raganuga bhakti ever going to be developed? But no, we will do anyway. We can't wait for getting liberated. Haridas Thakur says, even to the coming to the stage of bhava, or sthaiva, steady motion, will never come in ages if they are exhibiting this raganuga bhakti without purification. Vidyate radaya granthi chindyanti sarva saunshaya kshiyante jasya karmani drashta eva atmanishvare. This is a beautiful expression Prabhupada has in the translation. Maybe you can shed some light, Aniruddha Prabhu. In this stage of transcendental loving service, even though if it is only Shravanam or Kirtanam or Vishnu Smaranam or Pada Sevanam or any of that nine, whatever the misconceptions of bodily conception and anything, they are no longer. They will be dissolved. Chindyanti sarva samshaya. All the doubts will be slashed to pieces. Kshiyante chasya karmani. Karma will dissolve. Because it's a pure action of Krishna consciousness, a karma. So karma is going to be dissolved. It is not going to generate any reaction on the performer at all. The kshiyate chasi karma. And drashta eva atmanishvare. He will come face to face with his controller. And there it is written that one sees himself as the master. How do you make it? How do you make it, this thing out? That the self sees himself as the master. That's the translation. How will we understand? Is the self master? No, but the realization, he comes face to face. The soul is coming face to face with the super soul. He sees drashta evatma ishvare. There are two entities, evatma ishvara. Qualitative oneness is there. One is smaller, another is big. Who is smaller? Self is smaller. Then how it is said, the super soul is sitting in the heart of the self or the soul. Will there be any difference that on the entire cosmic manifestation, which is nothing but 1/4 of creation, and it is still embedded in the supreme whole, right? And it is a macrocosmic, swallow by the Lord. It is in him. Alright? And in the micro level, just as a soul is a particle, but chitkan. And super soul can become smaller than him in order to remain in his heart. So, identical is qualitative oneness is there. But he sees himself and his master also. Right? But as if they are within one. But it doesn't mean that the self is bigger and he has his own soul. No. That is the super soul. At any level, the supreme is existing as an accompaniment, but both are two different entities. Right? They may look alike, like the two birds sitting on the same branch of a tree look alike. One has fruit in his mouth, another is without. The one which is fruit in the beak is very vihval, muhyamanam, it is said. Means he is totally bewildered. A bewilderment, he has no intelligence. When one loses intelligence, he is gone. Muhyamanam. And the other bird without the fruit is the friend, avijñāta purush, and paramātmā, you know. They look alike. But the distinction is there. It doesn't have any attachment to the fruit of activities. Activities are coming from Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Karma brahmodbhavam viddhi brahmaksharam samudbhavam. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yagya pratishthitam. The representation of the Absolute Truth will be in the yagya, as yagya purush Vishnu. So, all the activities means mode of passion. Mode of passion generates activities. So, the bewilderment was from external element of three modes of material nature that the soul came in contact with. He was covered. But Krishna is so kind that because he is covered, he is going to be totally helpless. Even though he has come with a separate desire to lord it over, he will be totally incapacitated. It is impossible for him to do anything and everything. So the Lord sitting in his heart is giving impetus. He is the source of energy so he can go. First, desire has to be developed. He desired there, but under the false ego, these desires are also lost. But Krishna is giving the chance through his Paramatma feature. He becomes the inspiring, activating the extinguished spark, the soul. Awakens him, hey, you have come to enjoy, come on, let's go, take me. Go for a ride. All that, okay. Now, I want to do. And Krishna immediately fulfills by facilitating all that he will need. And yet, he will be aloof. So even though he is sitting in the heart of the soul, he remains the master. He is the real self. And this was a false purusha, an imposter. Therefore, in Brahma's prayer, that will be subsequently followed, he will admit, my dear Lord, you appeared as me, Brahma. Means I am your part and parcel. But actually, part and parcel in enviousness is going to call his doom. But Krishna is giving opportunity to revive. First of all, even though in revelation, that is a reviving process. We do not get full revelations in the degree of our separateness from the Lord. We have to try harder and harder to look in. But Prabhupada gives beautiful purport on that verse of Drashta Eva Atmanishvare, which is exactly befitting the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. He also admits, my dear Lord, in the same way, Lord Shiva is also you. If he is the one to expand, then our point of realization should also come. The expansion, how he is in. So, Chatushloki Bhagavatam fulfills all that obligation, and qualitative oneness and difference also there, which can be only understood by that application that Lord can be within and without. But we have to close our separation, close down our separation from him, and realize and everything. So that is a deep meditation, and one has to cultivate that kind of intelligence of sat and asat. In the first sloka of Chatushloki Bhagavatam, that comes that aham evasam evagre nanyad yad sad asat param. Sad asat means eternity and this temporality within the eternal realm. What is the value of temporary thing? So, na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat. Ubhayorapi, ubhay means two. Ubhayorapi drashto anta tatta darshibihi. The seekers of truth have realized that for eternal, there is no cessation. And for the temporary, there is no endurance. For sat and asat, no endurance. So we have to keep, this is the duality which is caused by the envious nature. We remain in the realm of asat as long as we are materially active. If we increase our spirituality and spiritually active, then we feel so much secured, enlightened, prasanna by the virtue or the qualities of the holy name itself. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam has been glorified that satisfaction of the self should be there. There is no other religion that will satisfy the self. Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati, by which the self will be satisfied. Satisfaction means staying together without any animosity. The soul will be coming back in its natural occupation, which is of eternal nature, no tinge of animosity. So, anybody has any question? Don't become an impersonalist. because there are three phases of spiritual realization. The spiritual atmosphere and Brahma Jyoti, there is still enviousness retained. That makes us fall down. So we fell from the position of Brahma Jyoti. We think we know better than Krishna. That is a falling down situation. Therefore, clinging to the lotus feet of the Lord is more important. Where the Brahma Jyoti emerges, Brahmano hi pratishtham, Krishna says. Yanyer arvindaksha vimukta manina tayasta bhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya krichena parama padam tata patantiyata anadad yushmadandraya. If we dishonor the lotus feet of the Lord, then falling down is an inevitable thing. So, we came down. Even if we go up without devotional service, no, we will come back. That is the realm. So we have to correct that first. Therefore, everybody is recommended to chant Hare Krishna and start devotional service. Everything else will come. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. We have to engage in a systematic way in Bhakti Yoga. Prayojita. Pra means advance or prefix of something prior as a requirement or to make it ready, you know, it's called pra. Prayojita, to link up. We have to follow some disciplic succession, rules and regulations. That is called prayojita. Prasikshan, it's already established a process of learning. So, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chadahitkam. He must develop Vairagyam from the material nature. Detachment and Ahituki Jnanam means causeless knowledge about the Supreme Personality of God. Not only impersonal. If you are engaged in devotional service of Lord Shri Krishna, how is it that you have to think of him impersonally? That's what people do in Vrindavan. Mayavadis, impersonalists are there. Any comments, Prabhu's learned people?
Just on that point of being the master, in the purple Prabhupada says that one sees the master, but in the translation he doesn't, that self is only a little self.
Right. But right. Qualitative oneness is there, right? But who is subservient? But when in this later stages, when Brahma responds to these teachings of Hiranyagarbha, Brahma admits that, my dear Lord, it is you who has expanded as me, Brahma. Brahma is a position, our position is subservient than the master. Right? So, it should not be misleading because grammatically it is a correct translation of drashta evatma nishvare. Evatma ishvara. But Atma and Ishwar is also there. Who is the controller? Atma is not the controller. Ishwar is the controller. Right? So, if Atma is controlled by Ishwar, or we never see that Atma controls Ishwar. But realization is that there is no difference between Atma and Paramatma on the qualitative basis. But who is the controller? Krishna. He has expanded and we are also expansions of him, but vibhinnaamsha. We got separated by the element of enviousness. Icchadvesha samuttena dvanda mohena bharata. Sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parandapa. So, to remove Icha and Dvesh up to that level of the individual soul, if he does not realize that he is an expansion and he is being controlled by the Supreme. Yes. Right.
He doesn't do bad karmas anymore.
Naturally. Naturally. That's the opportunity, but it comes last as the perfection in human being. It comes last. Meanwhile, all that, you know, tribulations of mental tribulation, physical tribulations, he has to go through. But simply by taking direct shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and chant, one can easily make a quick exit from this ignorance caused by Ichha Dvesh. Yes. As long as individuality, which is under the clutches of ignorance, continues, he will go through many, many devastations. But in human form of life, that repetition of devastations, janma mrityu, that has to be stopped. For once and all. That choice is there. Why one has to go through a rough ride of multiple devastations? Oh, I want to see what will happen after 10,000 years. And Prabhupada said, there will be no Hare Krishnas for you. No books even. Prabhupada said to Allen Ginsberg in Columbus, Ohio, And this 10,000 years is coming from the quotation of Bhavishya Purana. And Prabhupada picks up that. Prabhupada said there will be no Hare Krishnas after 10,000 years. And if you want to come back, then you never know. You will have to witness a devastations after devastation. There will not Bhagavatam even. And if you want to still wait for end of Kali Yuga, Okay, Kalki will come riding in the horse. The prince would have a sword in hand and he will not see anybody and everybody. Prabhupada said, those who are few and devotees, they may, you know, see, but they will be witnessing all the horror. And then they will have to start Satya Yoga. Yes. Yes, the Brahma Samhita was, Prabhupada mentions that, you know. But this Gopal Tapani Upanishad is telling, let me read again. Okay, here it is. Rather by direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is able to know all about his abode, Vaikuntha, as was seen and experienced by Brahmaji. Such Vaikuntha realization is possible only by any devotee of the Lord situated in the transcendental position as a result of devotional service. In Gopal Tapani Upanishad Sruti, it is said, Gopavesho me purushaha purustad avir babhuva. The Lord appeared before Brahma as cowherd boy. That is the original personality of Lord Shri Krishna Govinda, who is later described by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita and Chintamani Prasama. Right. That is the quotation. Yes, first it is easy to remove the gross, then the subtle. Right? The subtle becomes the root cause of the desire. Root cause of the desire is the subtle thing. The subtle has to be removed also. We can refrain from the action, but if we are not refraining from the contemplation through the mind, then we are called imposters, hypocrites. Simply thinking of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva to be equal to or independent of Vishnu, thinking, just one is casted into a pakhandi. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatam Samatvena Vikheta Sap Pakhandi Pavitravam. So it is very, very subtle. The subtle situation has to be removed by meditation. Whom we are going to meditate, that is more important. At what level? So understanding, we have to work hard on our own nature. Yes, ma'am.
So at what stage is envy completely eradicated?
Enviousness is to go last. We say false ego has to be smashed first, because it's the subtlest in the covering of the modes. Our identity has been covered. So if we take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's expedite process, Pranadapi and all other verses, is to smash the false ego. Right? In that state of existence, it will become easy to remove enviousness. Otherwise, enviousness will interrupt our understanding Sikshastakam and we'll try to put some interpretation there. No. There will be no spontaneous devotional service is when one is liberated and become introspective, but because he knows the process, he chooses to stick to the lotus feet of the Lord and ready to go through grilling exercises of getting trained up and under the tutelage of those who are performing bhava bhakti. Very strict process is there. Well, this is the foundational stage where we were involved in a lot of worldly politics outside coming from before we came to ISKCON. All right? Now we are taking up a process that will remove even that kind of inclination, but it's a gradual process. One has to prevent himself going into politics or become part of it. One has to prevent. So that protection is also available here. Actually, God brothers help. Where the chastisement is taken as mercy. When Prabhupada would chastise, devotees will rejoice. Wow, you got a sauce. But the sauce is very sweet. It will give click. And people expedited their devotional service. So, but when the false ego will oppose, so therefore, whatever it may come, prevent yourself and remain faithful in every aspect. Prevent yourself not entering it. Because otherwise you will not find the world outside and world inside of ISKCON. Similarly, you will not find any difference between Vrindavan, that is Golok Vrindavan, and physical Vrindavan. Superficially, people say, one Russian devotee came to Vrindavan and I was talking to another God brother of mine who is a sannyasi, right in front of Prabhupada's the house. And I said, Maharaj, Maharaj, please help me, help me, help me. I said, what? I have heard so much of Vrindavan, so much of Vrindavan. And that's why it led me to come to Vrindavan. But here is, oh my God, I can't stand. Is this the Vrindavan? Where is the real Vrindavan? It's like that. And we have to tell Prabhu, that Vrindavan you have to create in your heart by removing unwanted elements from our own self, not from somebody else's self. We are given jurisdiction to get rid of it in our own self. We can't remove from somebody. Yes, if somebody is going to remove from us, then he will be your guru and can smash your false ego so hard. And if you are ready to take that beatings, you know, on the false ego, like that. So it is not fantasy, but it's reality. This is a reality. What objection one would have to be thoroughly cleansed? He has come, he has gone to the laundry, okay, a laundromat, where they will use hard substances and so much to make it clean and pressed nicely. Isn't it a grilling exercise? The cloth has to go. So our body is a cloth, isn't it? It has to go through such grilling exercises to get cleansed. Can't complain. It is hard to chant 16 rounds, Prabhu. And so many other things are there. Our own politics is that I cannot chant because others are disturbing me. You know? I cannot chant properly because I'm working outside. I cannot chant properly because, you know, I had some other priorities. So many excuses. Who is creating these excuses? The circumstances? No. We create. We create our own circumstances. Now we are thinking that we have been trapped in our own network. Yes. Rest assured, chanting will remove you from the trap. Man is learning from many other entities, like a spider. You know, a spider weaves a web just to trap not anybody and everybody, only the one who is going to survive on him. But man is weaving such a web, and he thinks he has to be clever like spider. So he will put up traps for somebody and take disadvantage of him. But he doesn't know that if he is trapped and he cannot disentangle himself, how is it possible that he is going to disentangle others? Spider is never trapped in his web. That is Krishna's gift. But man is trapped in his own web. By action and reaction, he gets a similar opposite reaction. Dattatreya gave this example. That how to become karma free. All right, thank you very much, Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.